Well, good morning, or no, I'm sorry. Good afternoon, sisters and brothers in Christ. How is Easter going for you? Good? It's going good for me too. So I'm with you on that. And one of the reasons why it's going so well for me, as it does every time this year, is that poster over there on the side of the church with the 10 people that were, or 12 people, that were baptized and received sacraments at the Easter Vigil. And the reason I say that is because my wife and I teach that group, RCIA, Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. And it's so nice to see these people who come with little to no faith and come to be baptized, and you see the Holy Spirit entering their lives, transforming them, changing them, and seeing them grow. Now, I don't know about you, I kind of live vicariously through them, because when I was baptized, I was like 2 months old. I don't know, any of you with me on that? Yeah? Okay. So you don't remember when you received the Holy Spirit. And, you know, as I get older, I remember less and less. I don't know about you, but it's harder for me to remember things. When people explain things to me, it's kind of harder to latch on nowadays. And when I think about that, I think about the two people, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Why? Because they were having a hard time understanding all the things that were going on. And Scripture says they were conversing about the things that had occurred. It had happened that while they were conversing and debating, I don't know if you've ever seen two Jewish men conversing and debating, but it probably can get pretty loud. Jesus drew himself near and walked with them. Now, there have been times in my family, and maybe yours, when there's conversing and debating. Usually, voices get a little loud. People don't understand each other too well. I don't get her point, she doesn't get my point, he doesn't get my point. It goes all over the place. And we fail to understand the situation at hand, and we kind of lose focus. I think that's what happened with the people on the road to Emmaus. They were obviously disciples of Jesus. They had followed him. They knew what happened. So they knew Jesus pretty well. And they watched him get arrested, get beat, get crucified, get buried. And then they heard he rose from the dead. A lot of things were going on. At first, they were probably scared, feeling vulnerable that he got arrested. Then grief and mourning when he was killed, and they're probably still going through that mourning. And then they hear he rose, they didn't know what to believe. They're like, which one is it? Where is it going? And during that time of confusion, when they're walking along the way trying to figure it out, kind of maybe arguing with each other, Jesus drew near. It says, Jesus drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And then he explained the scriptures from Moses to all the prophets, telling them what the scriptures said about him. Now, we don't know specifically what Jesus said, but he probably told them about, in Isaiah, about the virgin birth. Or in Psalms, where it says, my God, why have they forsaken me? And they divided my garments and cast lots. Or that he was going to bring peace to all the nations, and that his dominion would be from sea to sea. Maybe he explained all that to them. And that was a Bible study I would have loved to have been in, to have Jesus explain the scriptures. Now, these disciples were prevented from recognizing him, probably because if they would have recognized him, they wouldn't listen to his words. They would have just been so happy that he was with them. But Jesus was trying to teach them, so he prevented them from recognizing him. And he explained to him who he was, why he had come, and why it was necessary. He gradually revealed himself to them. And in our lives, Jesus does the same thing. In our tough situations, He gradually shows us his way. Like this responsorial psalm, he shows us the path to light. In our tough situations, we may have had a situation where somebody in our family passed suddenly. And we're like, what happened? Who was there with this person? It was their fault. Didn't you know? How come you didn't call? What happened? And people start feeling bad. Emotions start flaring. How come you, and you said this to me? And then all the grieving and things hurt even more. And that's the time when Jesus draws near to us. And we need to see Jesus in those times through his word. Just like the disciples going to Emmaus when Jesus shared God's word with them. So too, when we're confused, when we have emotion, when we're all tied up, that's when we need to run to the word of God to bring clarity and truth to our lives. And especially when we're grieving, especially when we're hurt and feeling vulnerable. Without this knowledge of Scripture, it's very difficult to know Jesus. People hurt us, and we hang on to it. We have to look at them through the eyes of Jesus, especially in our tough situations. So it's very important to know the Word of God. And it is through this Word of God that our faith will be built up. And we'll start to know the Lord clearer. And our eyes will be opened. In the book of Romans, it says, faith comes from what is heard. And what is heard through the words of Christ. Then, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, our hearts will burn because the word of God will be opened up to us. And again, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, our eyes will be fully opened through the truth of his word and then through the loving presence of the Eucharist. It is in the Mass where we go through what happened in this Gospel of Luke, where the Word of God is open to us, where we receive the body and blood of Christ in the breaking of the bread. We will go through it, and we go through it every Sunday, but our hearts and our minds need to be open to the love, mercy, truth of Christ. And then when that comes into us, then we will be like those people over there who just received the Holy Spirit. That Spirit will be new and refreshing to us, and our hearts will be burning with the Holy Spirit, and we'll be growing in Christ through his word and through his sacraments. Are you ready to do that? Amen.